Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Gerard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
First of all, how was your daughter after that horrific accident?
She's not too bad. She's still in a bit of shock and still very sore. Her back and chest and arms are still very, very sore.
And the car was a write-off?
Completely write-off, yes.
And how was the cow?
The cow was dead that evening. It was killed straight away.
And what happened?
She was coming home from work and she was driving down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday week, about 6 o'clock. It was a wet, dark evening.
Okay.
And a fully black heifer ran out in front of her. She, animal hit the driver's wing.
Okay.
Came up over the windscreen of the car, pushed in the windscreen, onto the roof.
Yeah.
And off the back of the car. The animal then struggled across the road to the other side, where it fell, collapsed, and died.
Oh, and how was your So your daughter's in the car, obviously, on her own.
Yes. But when she was coming, she was meeting another car.
Mm-hmm.
And the driver of the other car, all he could see was the legs of the animal. He didn't realise what was going on. Then he could see the animal being tossed up into the air and onto the floor. And across the other side of the road. He spun around, did a U-turn straight away. He was back to my daughter within 30 seconds.
Great, okay.
Took her out of the driver's, pulled the driver's door open. He had to force the door open and take her around to the passenger side of her car where he sat her down. And she was terribly distressed. And he was a young man. He was very, very good to her, extremely good to her. And then two other people pulled up, another young man, a businessman up the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very, very good to her. Within a couple of minutes of, 3 minutes of the accident happening, the guards pulled up.
Okay.
And when they pulled up, and the other three people that was there, they noticed a car the other side of the road.
Yeah.
They're not too sure whether it was a Jeep and trailer or a van and trailer. But after a couple of minutes, the young man, he went across the road, but the car, the opposite side of the road, mm-hmm. had gone. It had moved away. But when he went over,
yeah.
the ID tags had been taken out of the animal's ear.
The yellow tag that identifies
the yellow,
him?
The yellow traceable tags, yes.
And how do you take that out of an animal's ear so quickly?
Well, sure, I'd imagine that.
He just cut it? Or?
Oh, he cut it. He cut it out of there, yes. You can cut them out with a Stanley knife.
So this means that the heifer
yes.
involved in the accident cannot be identified?
Cannot be. But whoever was involved, the farmer that owned the animal, had to be on the scene. He must have been moving that animal.
Hmm.
Or trying to load that animal. But he was on the scene within 2 minutes after the accident happened.
Okay. Now, can the Gardaí not, or the Department of Agriculture, not get DNA from the cattle in the nearby herds and try and work out? Did they take the DNA of the dead heifer?
The animal then was taken to the council, the local county council yard.
Yeah.
And on Monday then, a member of the Department of Agriculture came out and took DNA.
Of the dead heifer?
Of the dead heifer. Took all the photographs, all of that. And what they are saying, they can't identify that animal. That if they need to, they cannot trace it.
Well, what do they need to trace it? Do they need the mother of the heifer?
They're saying that the mother of the heifer. But I imagine if they can trace the mother of the heifer,
mm-hmm.
why can't they trace the daughter?
So, yeah, but hang on. We presume the heifer is... We're calling the heifer the daughter. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The daughter... Pardon me. The daughter is dead.
Yes.
Okay. But how do we know that the mother is still alive?
They don't. The department chap says it's a possibility that the mother is slaughtered.
Ah.
But if that's the case, the mother is slaughtered, she would have other offspring.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
So I'd imagine that they could trace that.
And is there a possibility that the mother was slaughtered deliberately after the heifer was killed?
Oh, God, no, certainly not.
Okay. Now, Gerard, how much does your, apart from the trauma of it and taking to hospital, and I don't know what, do you want to tell me her injuries and how is she doing now? And
She hasn't gone back to work yet.
Wow.
She is very, very distressed. She has got terrible pains in her arms, her chest, her back. She cannot stand properly.
Oh, wow.
And her car is a total write-off.
And what's the prognosis for her health?
Her health, she will... A bit of time and she'll be grand.
Okay, you're very good. Now, Gerard, the cost... If we can't find the owner of the heifer, who you reckon... You reckon the effort with the heifer scarpered with the ID for the heifer?
Yes, oh God, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So that means that how much to replace your daughter? Putting aside our health issues, how much to replace the write-off the car?
19,000.
Wow.
Does
her insurance not cover that?
Oh, her sure insurance will cover it, yes.
But she'll pay for it.
She paid for it.
And what about the motor insurance bureau that covers for cars that are not insured?
I don't know. She's been on to the insurance, and the insurance company took the car away, and it's in a breaker's yard, a recycling yard at the moment. A car will never go back on the road, and they are giving her a settlement in the next day or two. She's going to need a car for work.
Yeah, but she won't get the full value of the car,
no,
will she?
No.
So she's she's at a loss tremendously.
She'll be at serious loss, and she's going to be at loss of a couple of weeks' wages as well, and all the other bits and pieces in a car, and
The Motor Insurance Bureau have been on to say we only cover for two car collisions. We don't cover for collisions with animals. Wow.
Right.
Does a farmer... Does a farmer insure his animals for causing accidents?
Every farmer should have public liability.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, every farmer is supposed to have public liability for their animals. And if they cannot... Imagine, this animal has not travelled any more than 200-300 metres from where it was killed.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, it's fairly... Well, Adam, the guards have done a fair bit of investigation.
Okay.
And they actually, I won't say what I'm going to say. But anyways, they...
Well, you see, the Gardaí, I won't read it out because the Gardaí have issued a public statement about this. And they've identified the area.
Yes.
Where it happened. They say, Gardaí are investigating a traffic collision that occurred on the 9th of the 11th, 2019, at approximately 6:15 p.m. in the particular area. It's in the Midlands.
Yeah.
Okay, now anyone can get this statement if they want, the newspapers want to do, but we'll hold off on it for a minute. A car collided with a cow. The driver, a woman in her 20s, was taken to hospital as a precaution. The status of the cow can be requested from the Department of Agriculture, who were notified of the incident. Now, the status of the cow is that the cow is in cow heaven.
Yes.
The cow is gone.
Yes.
It's in the knacker's yard.
It's knacker's yard, yes. But the thing about it is that that animal is not supposed to go into any knacker's yard until it is identified. Every animal that goes into a knacker's yard is supposed to be, a knackery, is supposed to be identified. So how can that animal be brought to a knackery if it hasn't been identified?
Because unless that, and maybe I'm wrong here, unless that animal is identified and we know what that animal was fed and et cetera, that wasn't on painkillers or whatever, unless the animal is properly identified, you can't get it, you can't put it into the food chain. Sure you can't.
A roadkill never goes into...
Oh, great, okay. God, you're very well up on this, Gerard.
Well, I'm from farming background.
Okay. Do you know who owns the heifer?
The guards do. I think the guards do.
Does Gerard know?
I have a fair idea, yes.
Okay. And what would it mean? It means an awful lot to your daughter, by the way, in terms of...
Oh, God. I really wouldn't bother at all. But what annoyed me was...
Yeah.
The left her on the side of the road.
That's what I was going to ask. When you say this man turned up in a car, you presume we presume someone turning up in a car where there's an animal and a wrecked car, the first thing you do is inquire after the passenger or driver in the car.
But he certainly didn't. He went straight, he went straight to the animal, took the tags out and disappeared without ever checking the well-being of my daughter.
Okay.
And it's like the Department of Agriculture will tell you about traceability and all like this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, like, God bless them and save us, sure, if that can happen on the road and guards and everything involved and they can't identify it, why can't it go into the food chain? Or why can't, you know, this traceability thing is a complete joke.
And what type of car was your daughter driving?
A Volkswagen Golf.
Golf, okay. So they say they can always... isn't this the ad? We can trace our meat from farm to fork.
Well, they couldn't trace
it from the farm to the fork in the road.
I was going to say it's across the other side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a joke, a complete joke.
Now, in fairness... to the farmer, or we don't know who it was who took off the tag, we probably never know, and we're not identifying the area. But did anyone see the man take the tag, cut the tag off the dead heifer?
When it happened, they were more concerned about looking after my daughter.
Of course, I understand
They'd seen activity at the animal, but they didn't have, they thought maybe some of the sea. What was it, how the welfare of the animal or something like that. But within a couple of minutes, the first young man that pulled up, he went then across the road to actually see what did they hit or what did she hit, and realised then it was an animal. And then the next thing he'd done, he checked to see the ID of the animal.
Now, if you hit... Are there any... If you hit a deer... that jumps out of a state forest. Who pays? God, hopefully you're safe. Hopefully you're not injured. But who pays for the car that was written off?
If the deer would be identified, there'd be a tag in all deers are identified.
Already okay, yeah?
So then the state would be responsible for that deer.
And does this, like, if I hit a deer in Phoenix Park...
Oh, God, the state is there, yes.
The state will pay?
I would imagine so, yes.
I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll find out.
Yes.
Because I know it's their park and they've rights there since 1492, there, whatever.
Yeah. But a lot of deer, the deer, they say they should be in Wicklow and Anglet, but they're all state deer as well, aren't they?
Oh, they are, yeah. They are, absolutely.
Yes. So the state would have to be liable. They have to have the public liability on all those animals.
Okay, how can you, final question, how can you pursue it, Gerard? I don't know how you can pursue it, unless you march up to a farmyard and say, that was your heifer, and he says, got lost, no evidence.
If we force the Department of Agriculture to force a TB test on the farmer that's suspected. And if they they do a TB test and he's missing an animal, and they will know that it's a heifer, of a black heifer of a year old, and that animal is missing, it is quite obvious then that that is the animal that was on the road.
So there is a way of checking the herd.
The Department of Agriculture, if they do a test on it.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to bother with some young lassie that's out of crash in their car. I don't think they're going to go to that bother.
Yeah, but it is 20 grand.
Of course, 20 grand.
Which will be covered on his insurance.
Yes.
But now your daughter has to take the hit in every sense of the word.
Yeah, she's going to lose all her no claims. She's been driving since she's 17. She never had a tip in her life.
Apart from the trauma, would you say?
She's terribly traumatized. She won't even drive. She was looking at cars the other day, and she wouldn't even drive. Her friend had a driver, but she's back driving slowly again.
Forgive my ignorance. You're more, as you say, you're from a farming background, but like the Department of Agriculture inspector drives up to a yard. And he says to him, a head of cattle have you got? And he says, 220. The Department of Agriculture inspector, you go mad trying to count 220 cattle. How do you know? Do you follow me?
Or you would bring them in. Every farmer has to have a pen to hold his cattle.
A pen, okay, yeah.
And then they are put into that and there's a crush and they are fed.
And they come out one by one, okay.
One by one. Very, very easy to count them. And every animal has a tag, and if there's an animal on your farm that loses a tag, you're supposed to report that to the Department of Agriculture straight away.
Okay, so I'm not being are you calling for a lineup of the cattle that your man has, and we'll try and spot the missing cow, the missing heifer?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if they are talking about this traceability. It has to be. That's the way it has to be done. The farmer then, if the Department of Agriculture will come out and do it, and probably take a man or two for a couple of days, but then the farmer should be liable for all that expense.
Okay, and the farmer would say, "Sure, we're at the pin of our collar and."
But you're all, I'm my daughter.
Yeah, your daughter's at the pin of her collar. I know. It's unfair. Whoever did it. Now we've no evidence that the man or the person who cut off the tag off the heifer's ear has any connection with the heifer.
But what?
I know it's cui bono who benefits. I know that.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever come across an incident like this before?
No. Most farmers. And I would have to say that the guards, the three guards involved were absolutely very helpful. The people that stopped on the road that evening, between guards and passers-by.
Yeah, did you ever contact those, ever get any information from those people or ever get their names even?
Oh, God, yeah, we have the names.
Oh, great, so you're able to thank them.
Yes. Oh,
especially
God,
that force. Was that force driver a man or a woman?
He was a young man.
Fair play to him.
He was a gentleman.
Fair play to him. Okay.
Yeah. And the young businessman. There was two other people there, and they were absolutely.
Well done.
I was about 20 minutes before I could get to her. But they were extremely good.
And when you got the first phone call, what were you told? I can't imagine what it's like for a father to get a phone call about his daughter in a car.
Daddy, I killed an animal and I was crashed and I made bits of my car. And she was terribly, terribly...
Shook.
Shook, yes.
Okay. All right, it's a mystery. Maybe we'll hear from other people. What happens the heifer with the heifer who disappeared.
It's unbelievable to say that you can get away.
But it's unbelievable as well that you could be so quick thinking. That the first thing he was thinking was not the condition of the human who had been the car had been written off by the heifer, but the the cost to him through his insurance of the accident.
But you are talking, Joe, within 2 minutes. You're not. So obviously he.
Okay, you have your timings. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, but as the Gardaí say, the car collided with a cow. The driver of a woman in her 20s was taken to hospital as a precaution. She's been released. How long was she in hospital for, Gerard?
That night. Yes, she was released.
Okay. Released next. The status of the cow can be requested from the Department of Agriculture. Yeah. Okay, we know the status of the cow. The cow's gone.
Yeah.
Daniel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is that Joe?
It is, Daniel. Is that Daniel? Daniel, you have another idea. I don't know how this is going to work, but go ahead anyway. How we find them missing the effort with the heifer.
Especially honest farmers who would live locally. I actually don't know what area this took place in.
No, we can't say that. It might identify. No, that's the problem.
Of course. But if there's honest farmers in the area, like you go out every morning and you count your livestock. Because yeah. if you don't, like as I said to your researcher, if I have 20 heifers and if I don't start counting them because I go on the beer or whatever and I come back in 6 days' time, I might have only 12.
Danny, 12. Right. Yeah.
So if somebody stole that heifer, I'm just saying, if somebody stole that heifer and had it in the back of a trailer, that would be one of the biggest reasons why he would go and cut the tag quick.
So how do we find the heifer who owns the heifer? How do we find him or her?
What he has to be located at the end of his tax year anyway.
But how? Because how? He just says one of my heifers fell into a ditch and rest in peace.
No, you can't do that. You have to contact the vet, and the vet has to register that your heifer died from TB or your heifer fell into a river.
Yeah, but he has the tag.
No, it doesn't matter. He's the minute that his heifer dies.
Yeah, but I had to get rid of the heifer. I had to fell into a ditch. The rats were eating it. I had to get.
That's against
a fella
the law.
Came along in a truck and said, "I'll take the heifer off. You take the tag and tell the vet."
It's against the law.
Okay.
It's against the law. Can't be done. Can't be done. Years ago, people used to do things with sheep because they had no tags, where I could sell you four lambs and you kill them and put them in your freezer. You can't even do that now with lambs. Right?
So how do we find the farmer?
The vet, when he's doing his tax returns,
he
has to show his herd number and everything else. And if he has 19 heifers and he should have 20, where is the other heifer gone? You can't just get a digger and dig the other, the ground
and bury the other heifer was robbed on me.
Yeah, if the heifer
it's happening
robbed,
everywhere. I went out. I heard a noise in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I said that to your researcher. But the farmer should have immediately reported if your car was robbed from outside your house. You'd report it immediately.
All right.
Right. So the fact of the matter is that the person who did, if the heifer was robbed of a man, the man is an innocent man, but he should have reported it. And if he was trying to do something illegal with the heifer, he was quick enough. Now, I'm not saying the farmer did it. I could say the robber did it. He was very, very quick to be able to go and cut the tag. Because when you cut the tag, you're going to leave a piece cut out of the heifer's ear.
Well, why are the tags so easy to cut off?
Well, that can be questioned over and over again. But I didn't know that they were that easy to cut off because the old tag versus the new tag.
And what he could have done as well is just cut off the ear of the heifer.
Well now if you were going buying a heifer and you saw one ear missing, you would definitely, it would send alarm bells ringing.
Okay.
But you could patch up the ear with hair from the animal and sew it in, and I know it has been done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the fact that if the farmer is genuinely missing a heifer, he should have contacted the guard. Maybe the man is away on holidays, or maybe he's stupid. He doesn't get somebody to count his animals every morning.
So a farmer would ring the guard station and say one of my heifers is missing.
Oh, the minute you do, because you'd be up early in the morning and you go.
What weight is a heifer? A heifer 1,000 pounds?
You're talking about a good quality heifer. You're talking about up to 2,500.
No, in terms in weight. Landing
oh,
on your
in terms
car.
Of weight. Oh, in terms of weight, Joe, I would not. Honest to God, I wouldn't. You know, my family who are still involved in farming, they'd know, but I wouldn't.
Okay, Gerard, what weight would that heifer have been approximately?
I think 600 or 700 kilos.
Wow.
Yeah, and depends on the quality of the animal. Then you could be talking about 1,500 to 2,500.
No, I don't think so. No, I think the animal is worth about 800 or 900 euros.
Yeah, well, I'd buy her if I could find her at that.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Yeah, but anyway, that's a side issue. That's
yeah,
a side
well,
issue.
Remember, Anne is who we're called. That's what we're calling her daughter. Is down what 19 grand, 19,000.
That's what I said to your research.
She's down a herd of cattle. She's down 19 heifers.
Yeah,
if they're worth a grand each.
I know. Well, apart from her own injuries.
Yeah, of course. I don't want to trivialise either. By the way,
But there's the thing that, like, I don't know where insurance stand. If I'm a total innocent party, why should the money come out of my insurance?
So that's nearly three quarters of a ton. That animal, two thirds of a ton.
That's right. Nearly three quarters of a ton. But the most important part of it is that it can be traced. Sorry.
You say it can be traced, okay.
If there's enough of effort put in, and if the Gardaí in the local area, and I'm not trying to criticise the Gardaí, but if the Gardaí in the local area starts talking to local people nice and handy, the local people will walk along and saying, well, it was Joe down the road.
Dodge. Okay. So you, again, now, I just want to be clear. Anne is going to recover.
Because people
now have lost a run themselves with the pawns. They're saying more effort should be put into finding the effort with the heifer. Mark, you have another angle. Sorry.
Yes, Joe, how are you?
Good. Educate me.
Well, I don't know if I'm any good to you, but I'll try. Yeah. When that animal was tagged at birth, there was a tissue sample taken along with the tag for what's called the BVD sample. So that DNA of that animal is on file with the department. There's no such thing as you can't trace an animal. Everything is there.
Yeah. Okay. So
from my experience being a farmer, the sample is taken every single time an animal is tagged, or the first time an animal is tagged, that's on file. That's the DNA of the animal, so that's traced back to the owner.
Sorry, Joe. It's nearly gone like a human. A human can't go missing.
That's true. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the human can't go missing. And the animal now has nearly gone to the same thing. The animal has to be traced.
Because of the food chain and all the various illnesses and contamination and regulation.
Without a shadow of a doubt, because years ago we'd kill a goat. But you can't do that now.
Can you not?
No, you cannot, because for the food chain.
And what do you mean? Who would kill a goat?
If you went out and killed a goat, who'd buy the meat?
Would you kill it for your?
Yeah, but like I wouldn't eat the meat because for the same reason it wouldn't be traceable.
Yeah, but we had a fella a few years ago. The neighbour had this neighbour who was killing goats in the back garden.
Yeah, oh, that's right. But the fact is, it's because of the TB and it's because of the foot and mouth, and because of, if you remember, you could buy a T-bone steak. You can't buy a T-bone steak now.
Because why? Because it's the
because the bone. The bone has to be removed off it because for some reason of all the danger of the food chain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gerard, Daniel, Mark, above all, I hope Anne is okay. And I hope someone can pass on our kind regards. Thanks to those good Samaritans who pulled up and the person who came along and got rid of the main suspect in terms of the ID, should think again maybe about, because it's going to come off their insurance. It's not going to come off. They're not going to lose the farm. Okay, Gerard, Daniel, Mark, thanks indeed. 51551.